So guess what, everyone? After 7 years at my international school, after 7 years there and 12 years of teaching in schools, I quit. I left. Of course, with an explosion behind me. And fire and flames. And, of course, I got my work computer and I threw it out the window. And I screamed in victory. No, only joking. It's time for something new. It was a lovely last day. They gave me some flowers. I made a speech. A speech meaning I had to speak to a large group of people. I said, thank you for having me. I work with such a lovely team, which is true. And my boss, she got us a cake. Two cakes. One strawberry cake. And one chocolate cake. Yeah, it's weird. I did leave the school before for a year, but this time I knew deep down that it is probably the final goodbye. When I drove my bike out of the front gate, I looked back and sighed. That's a sigh. I sighed. I looked back at the school one last time. And I thought, well, this is it, Tristan. Thank you, school, for all the good times, for all the bad times, times of peace and joy, other times a roller coaster of emotion. I nodded at the school in a nod of respect, and I drove away into the sunset. Remember, you can change the speed of this podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Castbox, etc. Let's start with some school jokes. Okay. Why was the math book sad? Because it had too many problems. Who's the king? The king of all school supplies. The ruler. What's the longest word in the dictionary? Smiles. Because there's a mile between the first and last letters. Eh? Or maybe that was a bit complicated. Okay, last. Why was the computer cold at school? It left its windows open. Also, we have transcripts, short stories, and quizzes at www.simpleenglishlistening.com. So, why did I quit? Why did I resign? Resign is another word for quit we use for jobs. Why did I resign? And what's next? Well, the main reason is I want to finally give more time to this podcast, Simple English Listening. We have been together doing this podcast on and off for nearly 5 years as a hobby. But every day I get messages and comments from all around the world. Last month we had a record 20,000 downloads in 1 month. Our podcast is one of the top 5% of podcasts in the world, statistically. All because of you guys, of course. 10 times more lessons go out into the universe from this podcast than me working at my school. 10 times. Also, this podcast is for adults. Adults want to learn. Adults are hungry to learn English. I love teaching adults because they want it. It's more satisfying. Not like teenagers. Teenagers and kids are in the classroom because their parents want them to be there, because their parents say they have to be there. But the golden key of learning is interest, to be interested in the topic. Teaching feels great if the student is interested and wants to learn. Next, we will talk about the problems of the school education system that's basically now 200 years old, probably more. The brain, the mind of a teenager, is completely different to the brain of a teenager 20 years ago. If you say to a teenager now, if you work hard and stress yourself out studying these subjects you really don't care about, like working out the size of a triangle, or algebra, if you work really hard for 7 years, you can be an engineer, or an accountant, or a lawyer. That does not sound exciting to them at all. They have TikTok brains. They need excitement and chemical reactions in their brains fast. And now they see influencers, people on Instagram, living these amazing lives in beautiful places on tropical islands, digital nomads saying, I only work for 2 hours per day and I'm going to show you how. Or, you can be a cryptocurrency trader. In 2 weeks, you'll be a millionaire, etc., etc., blah, blah. So tell me now, does it sound exciting to study for 7 years, to get a master's degree, to work in a Monday to Friday, 9-to-5 job, and that's without overtime, a 9-to-7 p.m. job in some countries, doing things you don't care about, making money for a boss who doesn't even know you exist? Hey, doesn't that sound exciting for them? Also, more than ever, young people, they don't want kids. They care less and less about saving. Look at how many people are being born around the world. Compared to 20 years ago, it's much less than before. By the time I finished teaching at my school, 1/3 of the class, 1/3, so 1 in 3 students were just asleep, just sleeping, and they just deeply didn't care about anything the teachers had to say. How can teachers get their attention? Their attention competing with video games and scrolling on Instagram and all the happy chemicals in their brain firing kapow, kapow, kapow. And I've spoken to teacher friends around the world, and them too have said their students are less and less and less interested than ever before. Less interested in this old education model. It's a worldwide problem. The education system, the school system that we use today, is deeply outdated. outdated means that it's too old now. It does not teach students useful skills. Real life skills for today, 2024. At my school, students were still using pencils and erasers to write maths and language that can easily be made on a computer in 5 seconds today. The education system that we use now was made hundreds of years ago, and it was made not to benefit the individual student, but it was made to benefit the economy. It was made to create workers, skilled and disciplined workers to use machinery, to run factories. Skilled and disciplined workers who respect their boss. Skilled and disciplined workers who fit into the military, the army, the navy. Skilled and disciplined workers to rule colonies and run an empire. To run the administration, the paperwork of an empire, the accounting of the empire. It's a system made for military and industrial needs from hundreds of years ago. These European systems were spread all over the world through colonialism. The school system was made to benefit the imperial economies of Europe rather than the needs of the individual student. But modern society is so different now. Where is the focus on creativity? Creativity being solving problems in new and improved ways. Probably the most important skill. Why do they not learn teamwork and more emotional and social intelligence? Why do they not learn anything about investing money? Investing money so they can retire 10 to 20, 30 years earlier and not be old and poor. About stocks, about bonds, anything about how the modern economy works. They learn nothing about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship. To be an entrepreneur means starting a business, finding opportunities, knowing how to market a product. Nothing about how to make a website, how to use AI. They learn nothing about how to buy a house, nor the basics of the law and knowing your legal rights. How to swim. Yeah, in Asia, where I've lived for the last 12 years, most kids literally don't know how to even swim. How dangerous is that? What happens if you fall into the water? You're dead. But don't worry, because they know how to do algebra. But also, you need to be confident near water, right? You don't want to live your whole life afraid. Afraid of going on a boat or visiting a lake. Appreciating nature. Some of my students are afraid of trees, bushes, streams, rivers, or they don't appreciate nature. They're just on their phones. Nature benefits the mind, body, and spirit. Who is going to protect it in 30 years? Who? If you don't understand why something is important, then yes, you will throw trash at it. You will not understand why plastic is bad, and your straw from your McDonald's drink will go up the nose of a sea turtle or whatever. They don't learn a basic medicine, like they don't know what to do if they cut themselves or hurt themselves. They don't study communication, nutrition. None of my students know anything about health, exercise, vitamins, minerals, what even is a healthy meal, why it's important, let alone how to cook one. They think sugar is good, but at least they don't understand how sugar is like poison, you know? They are very stressed and under so much pressure from society, their parents, the school, exams. But they don't know anything about managing stress, nor anything about understanding their emotions. Instead, they're studying skills that were decided in Europe hundreds of years ago to benefit the economy and run an empire. Physics, language, algebra, chemistry, Pythagoras' theorem, handwriting. And for your average person, it's useless, right? It's all useless. Unless you want to be an engineer or a scientist, then you can study it. You can study it later. How do they learn? How do they learn? Often they don't learn. They memorize. They memorize. So in tests, in exams, it does not test intelligence, really. It tests how good is your memory. I ask you, who would win in a race? Who would win in a race between a monkey, a shark, a penguin, a cheetah, or say, an eagle? The answer is, it depends on the type of race. Right now, all students are put in the same race. Some of them are sharks, some are penguins, some are cheetahs, some are eagles, etc. But they're all in the same race. And if they do not win, they are told that they're not good enough, that they failed. It makes me imagine the poor penguin walking away, all sad. But the truth is, the penguin's talent and his ability is for a different kind of race. Just like people have very different kinds of thinking skills and different kinds of intelligences, right? They say there's 7 to 21 completely separate kinds of intelligence that can all be improved and cultivated. But the penguin will never know. He will never race on ice. Maybe, if he's lucky, he'll discover ice when he's an adult. In conclusion, John D. Rockefeller, one of the richest men in America, and also an important man in creating the American education system, said, "I do not want a country of thinkers. I want a country of workers." I love my school and all the people in it. Good people. But I think it's very difficult for me to be a teacher right now in this more traditional way, in any school. But more importantly, this podcast and comprehensible input, which is how we learn from passive listening and teaching people who are hungry to learn. That's the main reason. Hopefully my school won't listen to this podcast, but if they do, oh well, they'd probably agree with me, to be honest. If I do return to my school, there'll be lots of changes in the course. To end, I'm very happy to be able to teach through this podcast and to teach you. So guys, take care. Have a wonderful day, an amazing week, and see you in 2 weeks, where we'll chat to my friend who is an explorer and learn about some small communities he's traveled to around Vietnam. Okay, guys, peace and love, as always.